Yeah, they open.
Mm-hmm.
You look down.
For all intents and purposes, we're not being.
And you can kind of, if you crane your head out, you can see that you're looking at the bottom of the hut, and you can see large chicken feet underneath.
Grandpa said, "One day, these will be your feet."
Oh God!
Currently, the house is resting, not moving.
Mm.
It's pretty darn cold out there.
For kicks, I'll probably want to try to climb the place later. But for now, food.
For kicks.
Yeah, you're
go out there and chew on the chicken legs.
You're about 10 or 15 feet off the ground, really. I mean, you could easily just drop.
I could just hop right out.
Yeah.
Stick my little leggy out.
We can't... I'm gonna stick my leggy out real quickie. We can't recognize the surroundings we're in, huh?
Well, it's not... It doesn't look like something unfamiliar. But, you're not immediately certain where you are.
Okay. It looks like snow, right?
It's snow. There's some trees. It's kind of sparsely treed. No immediately distinguishable characteristics that you can see.
Do we want to go get breakfast? Do we want somebody stay behind? Or I know I'm always starving, probably.
Yeah, let's go get breakfast.
Okay.
I got that book to show that boy.
Grab that book. Show that boy.
Which boy are you showing?
The boy I don't remember very well.
Mm.
Coffin man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he had a coffin. That's all I remember. I just remember a coffin, and I'm like...
Okay. Well, y'all head down, first door on the right, and walk into the dining hall. Once again, Gaj, the ice troll, waves at you happily.
Can I, look around and make sure there's nobody else, besides those two?
Yeah, you spend some time kind of looking around. Do a perception check.
I see a roach. You were hiding there. I got a 19.
Nice, okay.
Well, you notice the coffin man chuckles at you.
For looking around?
Yeah, he knows what you're up to.
He thinks it's hilarious. Dick. 6.
You don't even see that guy. You just hear the chuckle.
I don't see anything. I'm like, what?
Who laughed? Who giggling at me? Okay, I sit down in my same spot, and I whip out that book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, look at this.
He opens it up. He's like, I've been there.
What?
It's nice this time of year.
Where
is it?
What's it like the other time of year?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
It varies.
What's it called?
He tells you the name, and you can't remember.
One more time.
Yeah.
Write it down for me.
Gaj is like, that thing again. She just grabs a book and eats it.
I didn't do that.
Tell me about yourselves, you guys.
Yeah, when did you guys get here?
Mm-hmm.
You said you've been here a while.
Well, Coffin Man said he comes and goes.
Yeah.
Gaj kind of taps her chin. The claw.
Yeah.
Says, I don't know. It's been a while. It's a nice place. Figured I'd stick around. It's not so bad.
It is really nice.
How many other guests?
Not wrong.
She kind of shrugs. Uh-huh. There's lots of hallways out there, and all sorts of things have taken up residence in it.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Who were you, Coffin Man? No, I wouldn't say that.
Would not. She backpedals really quickly. Yeah, she's just like, who are you, Coffin? I got cough.
I have to cough sometimes.
Cough. Not cough.
What's your name, sir? I didn't catch your name. My name, I guess, should I give my name? I'm Temper. So.
Okay. He shakes your hand and Sorry, I didn't have a name actually prepared for him.
Mm-hmm. But he's gonna, you're gonna forget it.
No, you won't forget his name.
Oh. You can tell me later.
Yeah, let me get back with you on it. He tells you his name.
His name is name. Literally name. That's actually cool. Mm.
Then
his name's Nom.
Nom.
He's baby Nom Nom.
Just sitting here like so.
Yeah, we're jet lagged. I don't know what a jet is, but.
But we're feeling it.
We're feeling this thing.
That flight really took it out of us.
Okay. Well, right about this time.
Why are we here? I guess I'd say that too.
Yeah.
The dining room door flies open and.
A cheer.
Yeah. Well, a beautiful woman comes striding in. She's blonde-headed. She's wearing a long dress. She has rather striking green eyes. Mm-hmm. She's kind of wearing lots of jewelry, kind of blinged up.
Hello.
She kind of stomps to the head of the table, and right as she reaches the table, that spot, a door over here, which has kitchen written on it, swings open, and Zorka comes out balancing all these plates and everything, and there's bacon and all these different breakfast foods.
Big cheer.
And he lays them out on the table with sort of a flourishy show of dexterity. Like,
show off.
Can I watch his suit? Like, watch his body? Like, I'm like, does he move it around?
Well, walks out like this. And then, but when he puts the plates down in front of the blonde-haired woman, she takes one look at it, and she just slings it off the table, and she shouts at him. She says, "Something new! Something new! You need to feed me something new!"
I boo.
I'm like, no!
And then she just dashes out the door, you know, screaming curses, and he kind of looks after her. And you notice, since you can kind of see him from the side now, that there's a identical jewel eye in the very back of his head as well. And he turns his head slightly as she leaves the room. He said, "Well, if she'd have tried it, she'd have known I'd used something new."
I get up and help him clean up.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to pick up the food too.
Well, actually, he just kind of waves his hand, and the food is...
Okay, I awkwardly sit back down.
Oh, okay.
Chance never moves. He was like, yeah.
He looks at the table, he says, "Well, please enjoy." And he walks back into the kitchen, but now you figure out why the suit looks so weird. He doesn't turn and walk back into the kitchen.
He just starts walking.
He just walks back into the kitchen. You never see his... It doesn't look like his joints bent backwards or anything. It's more like they reoriented themselves and he was immediately going the other direction.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have, like, a mouth or anything, huh?
No mouth.
It's just like a vague facial shape.
It's blue skin, just pulled over a... featureless face, and there's a big crystal eye on both
on
sides.
On either side.
So you probably, yeah, okay. All right, that's what I thought, okay.
I guess his feet and hands just sort of turn around, and off he goes.
Well, and you didn't actually see them turn. Mm-hmm. It's just like...
You just notice he's just going back.
He's just going the other way now.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna eat.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good food.
Oh, I can't help but feel kind of bad about that chick, though. I'm like...
What a bitch.
Did she just say that? Your character says that?
No.
Oh.
That would have been good, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have some sense of self-preservation.
Well,
I don't want to insult another guest.
She is rude, and that is in character for me to say that is like, that is
rude. Now I'm mad. She ran off before I could check the clothes out.
What's her deal?
That's the woman you tackled.
The coffin man says... Luhi considers herself a gourmand and always demands the finest foods and is constantly on the lookout for something new. She gets rather irate whenever Zorka serves something that he has served before.
Sucks to be her then.
Can I like peek in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like what's it like back there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Your little nails!
Like I guess when he like goes back in, just like...
You don't really see much, but you can't. There's a pot sitting on a stove smoking, and that's about all. I mean, it's like, you know, real fast. So but it's, just, it's a kitchen.
Yeah, okay. So
as far as you can tell.
Yeah.
It's not a portal to another dimension.
This is... Okay.
Okay.
So...
Why?
This is Baba Yaga's place?
Absolutely.
And is she here?
Sometimes.
But not at the moment.
Maybe.
Why yes?
So how... yeah. Why are you... How long you been here?
I'm sure y'all already asked
this, yeah, but well, I
hadn't. Yeah, okay.
Well, you get the same non-committal mm-hmm. responses.
Yeah.
How long have we been here?
Yeah. Oh. How long have we been out?
As you're asking these questions, Zorka comes back out of the kitchen, mm-hmm. and he says, I would be able to answer some of your questions. Mm-hmm. Although in a somewhat indirect manner. Mm-hmm. He says, as for why you're here, when some of us come of our own free will, some of us are brought here mm-hmm. by Baba Yaga.
Yeah, I've been by other means.
When she chooses to bring someone here, they're either here for food. Mm.
To eat food? Thank you. Oh. Very tasty.
Hold up.
And since you're still walking and not in a pot, I would have to assume that...
What did I eat?
Who did we eat?
You kind of like spit out food right there.
Yeah, like, just like...
you let Clementine eat people.
No! Did y'all? No. In game, did y'all? Okay.
But that's what it says. If you just, you can yell, Clementine, it's people. And she goes, of course it's people, Lee. We're all eating dinner. And she eats it. And it says, you let Clementine eat people. I let her. I let her stay up past your bedtime.
Wow.
Oh. So he said, as for why you are here, since it's not for more... uncomfortable purposes. Mm-hmm. The only way that you can know for sure is to go to the library.
Yeah. Well, are we actually going to remember anything? Because that in
another freaking
library.
I don't
know. I mean, Gage just, or how do you say your name?
Gosh
just like snapped on my book. So, I mean, how do I have any hope that the library is there?
Well. He says, "What you're actually going to the Library of Eyes."
Is that what happened to you?
And there, you should be able to find some hint as to why you're here. He says, you reach the Library of Eyes through the upper library, down through the lower library, into a corridor, and the Library of Eyes is at the end.
Oh, I got lost.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
He come with us?
Yeah, come guide us.
And he says, I have other duties. Here's the key
I'm a guest.
To the upper library. And he reaches towards a little rack mm-hmm. that has several keys on it. And he stops. He says, oh, that's embarrassing. No. He turns. He says, I apologize. I completely forgot. The key was lifted a few weeks back.
Oh.
by a thief. I haven't seen him since.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps if you find this thief, you'll find the key to the library.
What's he look like?
Don't look at me. I've never been here.
it wasn't this thief.
I woke up when you did.
What's he look like?
Was he kind of shady looking?
You say that and flinch like that. Yeah. Like...
No, I'm thinking of that guy. That y'all interrogated. I'm like,
no, y'all interrogated him. Y'all interrogated him this morning.
Yeah,
this key was stolen.
But it could have been a couple weeks back.
Possibly.
And then we saw him today.
We don't know when he showed up in town.
Yeah.
This was a southerner. On Galarion, at least, what would match a southerner's description. Mm. Because, of course, south is the more desert areas and the jungles.
Dig it.
So he was a dark-skinned guy. More like Kadiran or mm-hmm. something like that. Kind of dressed in clothes that might be seen in one of the southern countries. Kind of flowing robes or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Half-elf? Human?
Got anything else on him, Genie?
Probably a human, black-haired, brown-eyed.
But we can just walk out.
Kind of scruffy.
We don't have to go find this, right? Or
you don't have to go find that. No.
It's a side quest.
I mean, it's cool, and like,
I mean, it'd be nice to know why we're here. But
I mean, if I would can't be interested.
Get the key. I don't know. Can I pick the lock?
Maybe.
All right, let's try it.
Okay.
Can we look in some other rooms down the hallway?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, he gives you directions to the library, and actually, he just like writes on a thing a series of turns to take, and hands you. It's like right, left, 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 right, right.
It's
you
a know. Really nice handwriting.
Yeah,
the best I've ever seen.
But oh well.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is nice handwriting.
Oh man.
So you have directions to the library, and you've eaten, you're full, you've got your equipment. If you'd like to explore some of the other doors.
Yes. I just want to make sure, like, I want to, like, try to go walk outside. Like, I want to just, wherever the front door is,
have
if
fun.
There's a front door, I just want to try
okay.
to walk outside. Okay. Like, yeah. Do I need to roll or anything for it, or?
Are you going to ask anybody where the front door is?
Sure, yeah. So, where's the front door?
Who do you ask?
Both of them, the table, whoever's
Zorka
there.
Yeah, I want to find him.
Yeah.
Zorka? Okay, yeah. Well.
He's in the kitchen, eh?
Well, no, he was just talking to you, and so I'm going to assume that while you were talking to him there, you ask him, and he draws you out another little map.
Yay!
Okay.
And just says, here's the front door.
Okay.
Can we ask him to, like, draw other stuff for us?
can you draw a picture of me?
yeah, I guess. I don't know. I thought maybe we could need, like, all kinds of maps. Like, maybe he knows, like, just everything. You know.
He said, well, you're free to explore wherever you like. Be careful about which door you enter.
Hmm. Any recommendations?
Yeah.
What's
a good door to go into?
A good door.
A good door for today.
Let's see.
Rooms don't change or nothing, huh?
Huh?
Rooms don't change or nothing, huh?
They probably
Maybe.
Do.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, don't go
Also,
door.
Good as in, like, good for us. Like,
yeah.
We will be healthy and happy when we leave.
If we want to know why we're here, we're going to the Library of Eyes. That's right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we lost the key. They lost the key.
So we got to find him
key
first.
Was stolen, so right. We got to find a way in. Anywho.
A good door, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't actually come up with a door that's nothing but good yet. I've come up with lots of doors that are awful.
What about your room?
Mm-hmm.
Can we take a peek in Zorka's room?
He said that would not be a great idea.
Oh, it's got secrets in it.
Something
you
like
got
that.
Your, you got your naughty stash in there?
Yeah, you got your waifu pillow in there.
Immediately, it's a body pillow.
Exactly.
He's like, don't you make fun of my Konata-chan.
There's no judging. No. Except in private.
Just like, a little.
Just a little bit of
judging. Not out loud, but...
Yeah.
Can we go cheer up the angry
yeah,
girl?
Yeah, where'd she go? Yeah.
Yeah, angry girl. Angry bacon spilling naughty lass.
Zorka, thanks for a second. He said, I have a feeling she'll find you soon enough. She usually does with the new people.
Okay.
So, expect her.
I'm expecting. I got my expecting face on.
Forget it. Let's just head to the library and see if we can get in.
Alright, okay. Trust in. If you guys are cool with it, I'll be cool with it. So, okay.
Well, apparently there aren't any good doors right now, so let's not do that.
Let us know when a good door pops up.
Yeah.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
I'll have some good doors ready for next session. I still hadn't quite finished.
Can you roll?
Okay. Well, y'all walk through the hallways. When you turn off the hallway that you're in, you find yourself in hallways with doors on both sides, no more windows. it's kind of weathered, unpainted wood.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you're walking in an old cabin or something like that, you know.
The poor people area.
Well, I mean, actually all the halls are more or less this construction.
Oh. So just our room looked really nice.
It's just the rooms look very nice. And then as you're walking down past the doors, I mean, many of them are nondescript. Here and there, you kind of jiggle the handle on one. They're all locked.
Can I knock on them?
Sure.
Can I do a strength check for extra mile knock?
Well, you knock on one door, and it sounds like thunder booming on the other side.
Pass.
Just gonna
keep walking.
And then Imo bangs on one really hard, and no sound emerges at all, even as his fist hits the door.
Oh. Keep
on. I want to hold at one door Felicity and just have her peck at it.
So. Okay, we do that. Peck, peck, peck.
Something pecks back.
Does it sound cute? Does this sound like a chocobo? We're ripping this door off.
Yeah, we're ripping this door open.
Okay. Well,
strength check?
Oh, God.
Yeah, give me a strength check.
You better go if you want to go now, guys.
Running. Chance is out the door.
17?
It's pretty good. You, like, Imo, like, goes to slam the door open, and it just kind of opens, and he tumbles through.
He's bellowing the trick of us.
Can I, like,
right
grab
now
at him, or whatever?
Well, you manage to get a boot, but it comes off.
Oh, no! My little baby feet are cold!
And he's tumbling down a sunny hill in the grass.
Oh, my God, Teletubbies. Sorry, it's just all I can picture.
Why did that come to mind?
A sunny hill, like, they're just, sorry, that's where they are.
Sort of had a flashback.
Jeez.
Tubby Custard.
She just, Temperance. And
go ahead.
Finds herself, or himself, in sort of a grassy hill country.
Do I still see the door?
That sounds deceptively pleasant.
Looks back up, and there's a just a cutout of a door at the top of the hill.
I see no chocobo, so I start going for the door.
There are two faces looking out at him.
My friend's face is right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to, like, briefly, I'm like, yo!
Her and the chicken.
And then just go out and do a small circle and then come back. Like, yeah!
Okay.
I feel better. Okay, I'm chilling.
Off in the distance, you see some large-looking creature kind of just walking slowly.
I say, Quinn!
Why are you sniffing so much?
Far away, you hear a
Quinn.
Yes!
Imo feels better.
I discovered your good door.
It's just the one door.
You should let Felicity out for a joyride.
Go.
Damn it. Do we have fun in this room? But I guess we have to leave.
You don't have to leave.
I would just stay here.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
That's the end of the campaign, right there.
I've had two ends already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, are you going to go ahead and leave?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we, like, remember this door if we ever want to, like, come back?
When you go out, you take a look at the door, and you see that the handle is kind of worked into a sort of a vine.
Okay.
Kind of Art Nouveau type design.
Okay.
I have a short knife, right? I want to, like, etch in, like, on the pane, or not pane, but, like, the side part, just G. This is good.
Well, you continue on your way. You pass several more doors that kind of catch your attention. There's a door that's blue.
Ooh.
Which kind of stands out.
Oh, I want to leave that one alone. Mm.
What if that's what's-his-face's room?
Then I really want to leave it alone. I don't think he's, like, going to be very happy if we take a peek first.
There's a door that has a gilded gold design on the front. The design looks, it doesn't seem like it stands for anything, but it's
gold?
Ornate. It's gold. But continuing on, you come up to a large oaken door. There's an elvish rune on it. Looking at your directions, you're pretty sure this is the library. There's a lock on the door, so you're going to try to pick it.
I have thieves' tools, so might as well try. Okay.
So roll your d20, add your dex and your proficiency.
What is it? Okay, 15.
No. Well, you do have your inspiration.
Okay, I'll use it. Oh, please, Lord.
10.
So 16?
Nope. Mm. You fail to pick the lock.
Damn it.
And there's a little zap of energy.
Ah.
As you kind of poke at it again, you can't get your lock picks into the lock anymore.
Mm. So now we have to find that person.
Yeah. Dang it.
How magical is this house? Like, if we...
I'm the worst thief ever.
I'm pat you on the back. Like, nah, you're cool.
Shut up.
It was a rough check.
It was, but still. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so now what? If we can't get in the library... They have to have a spare key. You can't tell me they lost their key and then they decided, oh, well, I guess we're not going in that library ever again.
Can we look through the lock?
No. You can't see anything. It's not one of those kind of locks.
What if we go around some of these turns, like do like Harry Potter and be like, you know, you're thinking about you want to find this person and you just keep going through some of these hallways till you find them.
Oh, like a... Gotcha. Like the place is alive and it'll just sort of lead you there.
I mean, it's magic. And I mean, no, we asked for a good door and
so
we got a good
door. Are y'all trying to find the thief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me an insight roll.
Wait, thief's in here?
Yeah, that's what they said.
I thought the thief would have left.
Well, he said he hadn't seen him.
I like crit fail.
Oh, yeah.
I got a 20.
20 on the devil.
Really?
I'm like,
yeah, that's a 20.
What did you get a crit?
I got a 2, but it's
I got a 1.
Okay.
He was like thinking about chocobos, but he really focused hard.
I was thinking.
And he thought about thief.
Well, actually, it just came to him really, really quickly and simply. He's like,
I was over here.
Why don't we try that gold door? I saw Chance looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Oh, yeah. Think like a thief.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Good idea.
Smart. Thanks. Imo, you're so smart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good boy.
Good one, buddy.
You the smartest.
You the
smartest. Nice one, big guy.
I'm like patting both of you guys in the back. Like, you're doing like, great. Pretty much. Pretty much.
Now I'm covered in bruises. Ow, ow, ow.
Y'all are great. I'm proud of you. So is Felicity.
Put her on your head.
I should give Zorma eggs.
Zorma?
We might be friends, right? Is it Zorma? No.
I was messing up his name, too.
Zorka. Whoops.
Zorka.
Can we just keep messing up his name?
Yeah, that's canon. Yeah.
Okay.
That's super canon.
Okay.
I can't hear anyway. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You get it wrong all
oh, my
the
gosh.
Time.
To be like, considerate for her, we just say whatever she said last.
Whatever she said last.
Yeah. You're gonna get memed out of control, buddy.
Good Lord.
Oh boy.
And by the end of it, he's gonna be Zucchini Man.
Zucchini Man.
I'm just gonna keep disintegrating. It's partly the hearing and partly like the ADD or whatever. It's just like that guy. He made zucchinis once. It's good. Do you want egg? Does egg please you?
We can draw on egg if you want. Draw good egg.
Draw good egg. I can make this. Huh. No,
the out of control. Rowdy voice.
No, just go to Baba Yaga and be like, can I give you an egg in this trying time?
Can I interest you in a fine egg?
If I find the blonde-haired lady or the thief.
Have you eaten egg before? Ask it to the gourmand. Because she wants to try something new. Have you tried this egg?
This is the freshest egg you're ever going to get in your face.
Straight
you ready
out of
for
my
this?
Chicken.
And then just like crack it and
oh
throw
gosh.
It in her face.
Yes. It's like your chicken like lays the egg and you just like sail it right in her
I'll,
face.
Like, do it majestically though. It's like. And it's like. It's like yeah. Super anime. Like sparkle be shown
yes.
And whatever.
Okay, we're going to find her and give her an egg. That is our next.
Like, we practiced this whole time in this
yes.
Hallway.
We are practicing it right now.
We're practicing
oh
this.
Oh my gosh.
This chicken is laying 5 eggs per second.
What?
That poor chicken.
She's so
what do you
stoked.
Feed her?
Love. And bacon.
Okay.
Can we
get like a bonus? Like a practice bonus? Because we're practicing with eggs and I am showing her, like, juggling the eggs.
Oh my god.
Circus stuff.
She's juggling the eggs.
Yes.
They're scrambled now.
Yes. scrambling them in the shell. Like, and they're chilled.
I'm so done with this.
I'm still working on this door. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Where are we at again?
We're at the gold door.
Okay.
Yeah, she's working on it, and we are practicing.
Well,
knocking and pulling on the handle.
Well, the door opens.
Sweet.
Yay!
What?
All right, in we go.
Wait, it just does, really?
This is a different door. It's not the library. It's the
this
gold
one
door.
Is unlocked.
Maybe it's already been
we try
unlocked.
The easy route first.
The door opens into what looks like kind of a storage space.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of items here of varying degrees of value. Looks like a lot of artwork. There's some old busts. There's a couple of chests.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's some junk. Some of the things are...
One man's junk.
Yeah, covered with sheets and stuff.
I mean, Jude still saw my trash. I mean, he literally knocked over the little trash can in there and took a container. Well, I threw the golden curry container in there. Like the box.
Oh, yeah.
Jude. He took that. So it's like Jude's trashy treasures.
So, door is open. Mm-hmm. You walk inside? Door.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Can we do like a insight
in.
Check?
Just straight in.
Oh, yeah.
Perception.
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing you notice is the floor is sticky.
It's sticky. Why is it sticky?
It pulls at your feet just slightly, just like when you're
like
walking
a mouse
on a
trap.
Not like adhesive, but
no, but freshly waxed floor.
Maybe something like that. Something where it just pulls at the bottom of your shoe.
It's tacky.
Yeah, it's kind of tacky. And it kind of shines faintly under the light.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Can I hop back out? Can I take a step back out?
They just lacquer the place.
It looks kind of old. Like you know, it's doesn't really look like anyone's been in here recently.
Mm-hmm. I step back out and I look at the bottom of my shoes.
I mean, nothing really came away on it, but looking closely at the floor, you
clean.
Can tell if there's something on it.
I don't like it.
Me neither, but valuables.
I so, will, like, lift quick, you. Quick. Like, I'm going to stand outside and, like, lift you. Mm-hmm. You can just, like, pick stuff up, and we'll put it back in the hallway.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to make a perception.
Yeah, I would. I have a 20.
I have an 8. Or 8 plus
20.
7. God.
Okay, well, Imo is kind of like looking around the room, studying it very carefully. He sees that one chest, kind of like in the back corner of the room, you can just kind of barely, mm-hmm. I mean, there's stuff everywhere. There's kind of like paths that you can pick through it. It's a little open in the middle, slightly. Most of the stuff's kind of pushed up against the wall for the most part. But he sees there's a chest in the back. He's looking closely. He says, the floor is not shining next to that chest. There's no... Mm-hmm. It's not sticky back there.
I throw my hands in the air and say, wait, and let's, like, just throw crap all over the floor so we don't walk on the sticky part. Which is...
Not a bad idea.
Oh! Not to break how anything. Far is it? Like, how far?
I mean, it's not a very large room.
I guess it's like... Probably, like, right here.
I could use a key.
And this is, like, the entrance.
I could use a key spell and jump across. Because I have extended jump on Step of Wind.
I mean, I guess it's roughly... I mean, the room is roughly the size of this end of our house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it's relatively large, but not like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
So it would go back to the back wall back there, roughly.
Could I, like, try to, like, make a leap over and...
I still throw trash on the floor?
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, I want.
Okay.
Trash is on the floor.
Well, where do you get this trash from?
Well, you know, like, the sides. You said there's trash.
You said there's stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of just throwing down whatever's not valuable.
Yeah,
sheets.
Paper, sheets, yeah.
Okay. You pull some sheets off of some things and throw it down and manage to make a kind of a pathway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
Right, let's go check out this chest.
Do you touch anything else besides the sheets?
No.
Not me.
You do.
I'm kind of poking around, looting, just...
Check out the little finger.
Little
Champ's little
finger. Valuables or anything that looks important.
I mean, I'm feeling like Indiana Jones here, you know, and like...
Yeah, absolutely. The warehouse.
All right. So, Honor, what are you doing?
She's jumping.
Yeah.
What's the... hold on, let me...
Oh, much better.
I don't know why I wrote, your jump distance is doubled for the truth. I don't know why I put for the truth.
I like it.
Yeah. That's the truth.
It sounds like a fortune.
I think I meant for the turn.
It's for the turn.
Ah, yeah. But I like it. It sounds like a fortune. You'd get out of a fortune cookie.
That does. Yeah.
I do this jump for the truth.
That's the truth.
Okay, Honor, the rules on jumping are as if you get a running start, which is 10 feet of movement before the jump, your running long jump is your strength score in feet. So, yeah, you could definitely jump to the other corner of the room.
Okay.
That's quite a jump.
Yeah, that's a long
Holy
jump.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, go out for track?
Like pole vaulting.
Okay, so Honor jumps across the room and lands near the chest.
A perfect 10.
Yeah. This is more like 8. Nikolai. 6. This is a Nikolai move. Sorry.
It's like she is allowed one Nikolai move per game.
It's just a yo.
Yo.
And then, open that chest up.
Okay. Flip that chest.
Well,
maybe we should just pick up the chest.
Flip your lid.
And open it somewhere else.
I don't know if I can lift it and jump back. That's probably, I should have thought of that. That's throw in it. Character.
Throw it.
Okay. That's in character.
Yeah, watch where you throw it, though.
What's that?
To, like, jump and then not have an escape plan. Because I know I don't have a 10-foot jump back. Or a 10-foot run back.
No.
It's okay. And I like sheets everywhere.
I'm not
scared. I reach over and boop, pick you back up.
Oh, wait, how long do the key things last? Because I could still use Step of Wind and have, like, faster dash. So, like, in theory.
What's that now?
Like, how long... Like, I used key to get across that far, and then, like, how long would it last? Could I, like, grab it and then come
back? You have one turn. Now, you actually... I'm not sure how the...
She could do some parkour stuff.
Well, I'm thinking you actually spent 10 feet of movement to get there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you spend 5 feet of movement to initiate a jump, but however long you jump doesn't actually count against your movement. Mm-hmm. So you still have movement left.
Okay, so I could, in theory, like, throw... Like, how big is this chest? Is this, like, heavy heck?
It's just a chest about, you know, like this.
Okay, so then I want to, I guess toss it over... It's not heavy, huh? Can I pick it up?
Let's see.
Because maybe I can just carry it with me. I don't know how good... I don't have, like, a super great strength. It's pretty good strength. But
it's decent. Well,
if you can just hold on to it, I have superior strength, and I could just reach over and pick her up with chest.
Catch me! Catch this babe!
I catch that babe.
Yeah. I don't think I can do parkour stuff yet. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get parkour stuff later.
Okay, well, you pick up the chest, it is somewhat heavy.
Is it like a bag of cat litter heavy?
Hold on.
Then no one can jump that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me actually see what's in the chest.
No!
Mystery chest.
I thought it would have the key. We should have been looking for the key.
I thought it was going to have a snake, and we'd be stuck on sticky floor and couldn't get away from the snake. Is what I was thinking. Or Imo was thinking. Imo was thinking of Resident Evil 4.
Oh boy. It's 2 a.m.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, the chest actually has... When you pick it up, it jingles a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so you're hearing coins slide around inside. It's actually relatively heavy. So you can't really you're not going to be able to toss it most likely.
Is it like can I like reach over and pick her up with the chest?
Yes, you could.
I do that.
But why would you do that?
It's not that far away.
Why don't we just
You would have to walk over to her though.
Well, I mean, there's the sheets.
Okay.
I just do it.
Let's just open the sucker.
Okay. Well, you open it and inside. The first thing you see are all the gold coins.
Oh, yeah.
there's about 200 gold coins in there.
Woohoo!
as well as various small gyms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could list them out if you wanted me to, or
just can we just write we have a pile of gyms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a small like you have a half a dozen small gyms.
Okay.
Of medium value.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't put 200 in my gold pool.
Nope, all mine. No.
They said that Honor was the one who did all the jumping to get there.
I know.
I did my part.
Does Honor, like,
sort of
get a commission? Also, I found the... I thought of the door.
How much was
you
it?
Did. You did.
I incited the door.
You did.
I think that's 100 for you and 100 for me.
Woo!
Papa!
I feel like that's...
There's also there's a potion in there of acid resistance.
Yo. Drink that after eating hot fries?
So that basically... that halves acid damage. And
it are we really splitting it?
How about we just remember that we have it? It's like our collective
our
pool.
Collective account.
Yeah, it's our joint account.
Mm.
If Chance wants to have a joint account.
Mm.
We're having a joint account.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, we're having a joint account. Who's going to keep track of it?
How about we all keep track of our joint account? And then
I think that might get confusing.
If you start spending it, possibly. Yeah.
Well, but then we can all
cross it.
Because
then it's like we cloned it.
Felicity
so we
does.
Need one piece of paper.
Okay, Felicity. Right. Oh, well. Okay. Well,
one piece of paper, joint it. Account. We'll name it Felicity.
Okay, Felicity.
Just make sure you like don't touch it
Felicity's,
without asking us.
Felicity's hoard.
Yeah. Yes.
Felicity's college fund.
Gotta get her through Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well... also, there's a small glass lens,
mm-hmm.
And there's a key.
Yay!
Perfect.
The key has an elvish rune engraved on it.
I wonder where it could go.
It matches the one that's on the library.
Well,
that's too obvious.
Let's use it.
Is it a tarp?
Let's find out.
Is it a treep?
Let's try it.
Does anyone have Arcana proficiency?
No.
Not yet.
I have a 2 in it, but...
We are dunce melee kids.
So. Okay.
Yeah, well, maybe later I will, but not now.
Where would that... Arcana?
I immediately shove that eye glass in my eye. Like,
so I guess I...
Well, I mean, I was asking, you don't know what you're using it on, so there's nothing to roll.
Oh, okay.
I'm too cool for school.
Unless you would like to examine anything more closely.
What's the lens?
Oh my gosh.
It's on my eye. It means I'm classy.
Mm. Honor. Mm. Honor. Okay, we're going to stick one of those little rubies that we found, one of those little gems, like in your forehead.
Yes.
And cover your face up.
Damn it.
And we're gonna be like, who am I?
Can't determine anything about it.
Of course I can't.
Like, pull up the shirt so
yes.
I don't have a face, and
yes.
then put it on and be like, who am I?
And then you just, like,
just
start
moonwalking everywhere.
Yeah, moonwalk.
Well, tell you what, one last roll before before we're done. Give me one last perception check.
Oh, he heard me making fun of him.
2! I saw nothing.
I got a 19.
19.
So 21. Why didn't I get another 20?
17.
Okay.
20.
Something's really bothering you now.
Oh, crap.
Is it the thief back for his treasures?
No. Rather, you're almost certain the door is not in the same spot it was.
What?
When you walked in.
Oh, no.
It looks like it's almost in the same spot, mm-hmm. but not quite.
Oh, no.
So.
But. Oh, man. Why you leave us on a cliffhanger?
That's a good cliffhanger.
Mm. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I like it.
Okay.
Temperance is angry for no reason again.
She's just screaming. She's just jumping and screaming.
She's just. True. Plucking.
It's true.
I feel like our temperance is not the same temperance.
Alrighty.
We gotta remember fresh eggs.
Fresh eggs.
Fresh eggs. We're gonna do the fresh eggs.
What do y'all think of that campaign?
I'm super stoked. It's heck. This was fun.
Yay! I really love it.
I'm excited.
Can't wait for more.
Have a good day.